This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. Rising seas are threatening low-lying areas around the world. In a moment, we're going to hear about a threat to Papua New Guinea islanders. Why are the seas rising? Well, most scientists attribute it to the melting polar ice caps caused by climate change. Later this week, Nick Bond, the state climatologist, is going to be headed to Alaska to measure and study the water temperature in an area where there used to be ice this time of year. Now it's just more open water. Nick Bond joins us to talk about the mission. Nick, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So why are you and other scientists measuring the water in this particular place?
Well, we're not just measuring the water. We're measuring the atmosphere and the ocean and the interactions between them. And it's a place where we've already seen changes in the climate. There's, especially this time of year, there's more open water where there used to be sea ice. That lack of sea ice means more heat is coming out of the ocean into the atmosphere, and we're studying all the consequences of that.
Yeah, what consequences are you looking for? You'll take this raw data about how big the ice flow is, temperature in the water and in the air, and then what will you do with that?
Well, yeah, it's basically to figure out the system, and what's of special interest is to see how much heat is coming out, how high it gets up into the atmosphere. And it's kind of far field effects, in particular, how it may disrupt the kind of weather patterns for the hemisphere as a whole. It's a topic that's highly controversial and far from settled, but there's some suspicion that that extra heat that's coming out of the ocean may be messing up our weather patterns.
So you'll be based in Fairbanks. You'll be flying up to the Arctic Circle?
Well, flying up mostly into the Beaufort Sea north of Alaska. So not we're already north of the Arctic Circle, but we're in the kind of, you know, Arctic Ocean.
And then how do you measure? You're in a plane. How do you measure the temperature of the water? It's down below you.
Yeah, that's actually a cool thing. We drop these probes out of the plane that parachute down, and then there's a little buoy that stays on top of the water that transmits the information back to the plane, and then a little probe on a wire that goes down into the ocean, measures the temperature, the salinity. Some actually measure the currents. And so while the plane is nearby, it's kind of listening to that buoy for that measurement. It's a one-time deal, but we're able to get places that otherwise you couldn't get to.
Now, you were telling us you were calling this NOAA research plane a flying weather station on steroids. Okay, flying I get, weather station I get, on steroids?
Well, yeah, it's just bristling with all kinds of specialized instrumentation. It is one of the planes that NOAA uses for the hurricane research, principally the hurricane hunters. And so we're using it for this purpose. And so we can measure all sorts of things having to do with that, cloud properties, temperature, winds, humidity, so forth, special chemistry measurements, radiation. It's marvelous. And being on the plane is really cool because I can keep track of all these measurements in real time, and I get spoiled so that when I go on a commercial flight, it's a, hey, where's my data display, you know, sort of thing.
All it does is show you flying across the country. There's not much data there to be displayed. So do you have a hypothesis or hypotheses that you're going to try to prove or disprove or gather data on through this mission?
Well, yeah. And that is basically that the atmosphere is highly sensitive to these places where there was open water versus what used to be sea ice. And so we're going to be measuring over the sea ice on the kind of northern part and over the open water to the south and in that kind of transition zone. And our hypothesis is that it's there's going to be dramatic differences in the structure there. And that, in fact, the atmospheric kind of properties there have feedback on the ocean, and this whole system is just something kind of different than it used to be.
So lack of ice, the air gets a little bit warmer, and that feeds back and creates a accelerating cycle.
Yeah, that's right. And we also, this will be kind of an acid test for some of the models that we use to try to understand and predict that system. And without direct measurements to validate those models, we're just kind of a snipe hunt sort of thing.
Washington State climatologist Nick Bond, we look forward to talking to you after you get back from this trip.
Yeah.
This is The Record on KUOW. In the Carteret Islands in Papua New Guinea, rising sea levels will put their community underwater in just a few short years. In fact, some people have already packed up their homes and moved out. The people who stayed behind are working to try to protect the island. Ursula Rukova is from the group Tulele Pesa. It's a community group of Tulun and Carteret Islanders.
We want to continue to live also on the island because they will take care of the reefs and marine resources and whatever we are also leaving behind, because we are setting up a marine protected area of our island and the reefs.
But you're assuming that at some point everyone will have to leave because the island will be gone?
Everyone will eventually have to move when the island is being washed away and it's just the reefs and the sand dunes.
Some people have called people like Ursula Rukova and her community the first ever climate refugees, but Ursula doesn't like that name.
Refugees are already being, it's already a convention by the UN, but displaced communities basically because we have to move. It's not that we are moving away for political reasons. We are moving away because the place where we are cannot sustain our continuous inheritance in there, especially for us small island states or small atolls and islands in the world.
What's the hardest part of leaving?
Basically losing your connection and identity to the place and to your own community, and having to move to another location, whether it's an anxiety, it's a feeling of anxiety, whether you will be respected in that new location, whether you will have the same freedom to do anything in the new location. It's a feeling of anxiety. It's also loss of your identity.
Ursula Rukova is from the group Tulele Pesa. It's a community group of Tulun and Carteret Islanders in Papua New Guinea. Rising sea levels there are putting their homes at risk. They've been making plans to move off their island to another area to try to stay above the waterline. This is The Record on KUOW.